رب اشرح لي صدري. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All thanks and praises are due to Allah, who we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils within ourselves. He who Allah guides will never be misled, and he who Allah misguides, he will never find one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, fear Allah and be aware of the fact that Islam has clarified and explained every matter in this life and the hereafter by showing us the basics and details. One of the many advantages of Islam is that it made the Friday congregational prayer obligatory upon every Muslim, except for women, children, travelers, and sick people. This noble day and solemn occasion is said to be the best day of the week. Adam alayhi salam was created, placed in paradise, and expelled from paradise on a Friday. Judgment Day will begin on a Friday. Also, on Friday, there's an hour during which if any Muslim asks Allah for something while praying, his prayer will be answered. The Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah in this ayah orders people to come to the remembrance of Allah and leave business and every other thing on that particular time, that's the Jum'ah prayer. The meaning of aspiring for the remembrance of Allah in this ayah is to be concerned about the Friday prayer and what it entails, as well as approach it with humility and tranquility. Do not ignore it or be lazy in performing it, lest it cause your hearts to be sealed, after which you will never be happy again. In this regard, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمِ الْجُمْعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Some people should stop neglecting Friday prayers, or Allah will seal their hearts, and they will thus be among the heedless ones. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also warned us. He said, مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثِ جُمَعٍ مُتَهَاوِنًا طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. Allah will seal the heart of a man or a woman, who does not pray three Friday prayers out of negligence. So this is a very serious matter. We should all remember that, these ahadith in particular. Allah has prescribed several forms of worship. to train and purify the soul, refine the faith, erase the sin, and strengthen the ties amongst us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة ويتطهر ما استطاع من طهر ويدهن أو يمس من طيب بيته ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين إلا بإذنهما ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينصت إذا تكلم الإمام إلا غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى. A very interesting hadith of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم explaining to us the etiquette of the Friday prayer. Prophet Muhammad says in this hadith, if a person takes a bath on Friday, washes on Friday, purifies himself completely, applies oils or perfumes, whatever is available at home, and sets out for the mosque, refrains from separating between two persons without their permission, prays what is prescribed for him, and listens to the imam attentively, his sins between that time and the next Friday will be forgiven. That was narrated in Bukhari. A different narration states, and also for 3 more days. So that's 10 days. The Prophet also said, غسل الجمعة على كل محتلم وسواك ويمس من الطيب ما قدر عليه. Taking a bath on Friday or washing up is mandatory upon every adult Muslim. So is siwak, which is cleaning the teeth or brushing the teeth, as well as using perfume or good smell. So the etiquette of coming to the mosque is to come in your best appearance. You should be clean in the body and clothes, and you should smell nice, and you should refrain from bothering anybody of the people who are in the mosque. During the speech, don't let anything divert your attention. Don't spoil the opportunity to learn something that will benefit you. Part of the benefit is that the Muslims are maintaining the practice of reminding and thus correcting one another so as to achieve the happiness for this life and the hereafter. So listen carefully with your ears and your hearts. Beware of talking while the imam is delivering the speech. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من تكلم يوم الجمعة والإمام يخطب أو مس الحصى فقد لغى ومن لغى فلا جمعة له. Whoever talks or plays with rocks on Friday while the imam is delivering his speech, that is, whoever is not attentive, has played frivolously, and whoever plays frivolously shall have no Friday prayer. So part of the Friday prayer is to concentrate and to be attentive. It's well enough, it's very good to socialize before the prayer starts and after the prayer. But during the prayer time is not time for socialization. It's not time for chatting. It's not time for getting your mobile calls or getting your text messages. Because if you do that, you are spoiling your Friday prayer. You might as well not come to the Friday prayer. The Prophet also says, من تكلم والإمام يخطب فهو كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا والذي يقول له أنصت ليست له جمعة. Very serious hadith here, where the Prophet says, whoever speaks while the Imam is delivering his speech is like a donkey carrying books. But more seriously, whoever tells him, listen, shall have no Friday prayer. So if you start speaking or distracting other people around you, you're not only spoiling your own Friday prayer, but you might be spoiling somebody else's. Also, beware of forcing your way between two people. As when the Prophet saw someone doing that, he told him, Iglis, faqad adayta wa udayt. When the Prophet saw somebody doing that, he said, sit down. You have come late, but you've also harmed others. The harm stated in the hadith is the violation of the Muslim's dignity by forcing one way through the crowd and stepping over the shoulders of Muslims. Whereas Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, O you Muslims, when the call is proclaimed for the Salah, for the prayer of Jummah, come to the remembrance of Allah and leave off business and every other thing. That is better for you if you did but know. Then when the Jummah prayer is ended, you may disperse through the land and seek the bounty of Allah by working. And remember Allah as much as you can, and you may be successful. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, we are now in one of the most important days of the year. These are the first 10 days of the Hijjah. We know that God has preferred some places over others, and preferred some times over others, and preferred some days over others, like we were just talking about the Friday, which is the best day of the week. Now, these 10 days are probably the most important 10 days of the year. In Surah Al-Fajr, God says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. Scholars have not agreed whether he was referring to the first 10 days of the Hijjah or the last 10 days of Ramadan. Whatever it is, these 10 days are very important days. And because they are so important, and because God has put in so much barakah into it, any action during these days, any good deed, is multiplied several times. So we should all try to make as much use of these days as possible, where we should do a lot of remembrance to Allah, try to do much more night prayers, do sadaqat. But the sunnah also is to fast during these days. So the sunnah is to try and fast as much as you can. If you can fast the whole of the 10 days, then you should do that. If you can't fast, then at least try to fast the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is a day which is probably one of the best days, or the best day in the year as a whole. And it's full of mercy. And God showers everybody with mercy during this day. Now, those of us who have been lucky to be in Arafah itself doing the Hajj, may God accept that Hajj, inshallah. But for us who are here, we should still get the barakat of that day. And we should try our best to fast. Now, there is going to be a little bit of an issue about Arafah this year, because Arafah is going to be on a Friday. The Eid, inshallah, is going to be on Saturday. Now, some people are going to ask, can we fast Friday alone? Because as we know, it is makruh to fast Friday out of all days. If you want to fast, you fast any day in the week. But if you need to fast Friday, you should always fast another day with it. So, if you want to fast on Friday, you should usually fast Thursday or Saturday. However, because this year Eid is going to be on Saturday, you cannot fast, you're not allowed to fast on Saturday. So if you want to fast today with Friday, you can fast Thursday and Friday. However, the scholars have also indicated that because if you want to fast Friday because it is Arafah, the niyyah, your intention, is fasting the day of Arafah, not singling out Friday. So if you want to fast Friday alone, you're allowed to fast Friday alone, so that you would be fasting the day of Arafah. So next Friday, inshallah, is going to be the day of Arafah, the Waqfa. If you want to fast, some of the scholars at least have indicated that it is all right to fast only Friday. If you want to add Thursday to it, by all means do that. But you cannot add Saturday to it, because fasting on Saturday is not allowed. Saturday is Eid. And on this note, we're going to be praying Eid, inshallah, here. We will be gathering at 8 o'clock, and we will be aiming to start the prayer, hopefully, shortly after that, probably by about 8:30. So if you want to make your way here, then probably about 8 o'clock. The sunnah of Eid is to wash or bath or have a bath or whatever and dress nicely, the same as we said for the Friday prayer, and make your way to the mosque. And you should do a lot of takbir and tahleel. That is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Now the other thing is the Eid prayer is not an alternative to the morning prayer. So you should still wake up and pray the Fajr, pray the morning prayer at home before making your way to the mosque. And in the mosque, inshallah, we will pray the Eid prayer, which is 2 rak'ahs, but it does not substitute for the morning prayer. So you should still pray your morning prayer before coming here. So inshallah, we will be praying the Eid prayer here on Friday, on Saturday at 8 o'clock, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات، والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعلي راية الدين، وانصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم فك أسر المسجد الأقصى، اللهم فك أسر المسجد الأقصى، اللهم فك أسر المسجد الأقصى. إنك على كل شيء قدير. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وأقيموا الصلاة يرحمك الله.